This is a hell of a dull talk, Brett said. How about some of that champagne? The Count reached down and twirled the bottles in the shiny bucket. It isn't cold yet. You're always drinking, my dear. Why don't you just talk? I've talked to Ruddy much. I've talked myself all out to Jake. I should like to hear you really talk, my dear. When you talk to me, you never finish your sentences at all. Leave them for you to finish. Let anyone finish them as they like. It is a very interesting system. The Count reached down and gave the bottles a twirl. Still, I would like to hear you talk sometime. Isn't he a fool? Brett asked. Now, the Count brought up a bottle. I think this is cool. I brought a towel, and he wiped the bottle dry and held it up. I like to drink champagne from magnums. The wine is better, but it would have been too hard, too cool. He held the bottle, looking at it. I put out the glasses. I say you might open it, Brett suggested.
Yes, my dear, now I'll open it.
It was amazing champagne. I say that is wine. Brett held up her glass. We ought to toast something. Here's to royalty.
This wine is too good for toast drinking, my dear. You don't want to mix emotions up with a wine like that. You'll lose the taste.
Brett's glass was empty. You ought to write a book on wines, Count, I said.
Mr. Barnes, answered the Count, all I want out of wines is to enjoy them.
Let's enjoy a little more of this. Brett pushed her glass forward. The Count poured very carefully.
There, my dear, now you enjoy that slowly, and then you can get drunk.
Drunk? Drunk?
My dear, you are charming when you are drunk.
Listen to the man.
Mr. Barnes, the Count poured my glass full. She is the only lady I have ever known who was as charming when she was drunk as when she was sober.
You haven't been around much, have you?
Yes, my dear, I've been around very much. I've been around a very great deal.
Drink your wine, said Brett. We've all been around. I dare say Jake here has seen as much as you have.